We can get reaction straight away from Stamford Bridge. Gary Cahill back into the team today, and what a happy ending for him. Gary, congratulations. It must have been rather nice being back out there, wasn't it?
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, definitely. Great to be back on a pitch, and ultimately, you know, great to get the result. And not just the result, but the way we went about it, the performance today was fantastic, and it was enjoyable to be a part of.
What did your team get right? How did you make it look so easy today?
Well, we didn't get everything right, because obviously we conceded late on, but we got most things right today. I think the appetite were there, the hunger to work hard. You've seen, you know, not just the attacking players we've got when they're in full throw. They're fantastic to watch, so we got that bit right, but also the defensive and the nitty-gritty side of it. You know, we chased back, we harassed, we won the ball back. Numerous times we won the ball back very quickly after we lost it, so that was pleasing. But obviously, you know, the flair players was on fire today and they played really, really well.
And it's 10 unbeaten in the league now, Gary. Have you seen the confidence of your teammates growing week by week?
We have, yeah, but we did speak before the game, and although we was unbeaten, we realised that we've got a lot of draws amongst them results, so we wanted to start turning them draws into wins, and today we did that convincingly, so you know, I'm sure the manager will be pleased, and certainly us players are.
Big games keep on coming. PSG in the Champions League on Tuesday. Gary, tell us, what do you think a good end to the season looks like for Chelsea now?
Obviously, we want to go as far as we possibly can in the Cup and the Champions League, realising, like you just said, this is a very important week for the football club. We got off to a great start today, and obviously we've got the away leg and the FA Cup, which we all know is going to be very tough. Two massive games, arguably the biggest games of the season for us coming up now. So we'll go into it with confidence from today, but we know how important it's going to be.
Well done, Gary. Good to see you back in the team, and thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you very much. See you later.
All the best to you. And some big stories elsewhere today in the Barclays Premier League news. On those now with Sarah Jane.
Thanks very much, David. Well, it was a big day for the bottom clubs in the Premier League this Saturday. Six of the bottom seven were in action. The fight back is on for Sunderland as a win against Manchester United leaves them a point from safety. Norwich, they threw away another vital lead and points against West Ham, but Newcastle's heavy defeat means they are out of the drop zone and Newcastle back in. Six games coming your way in match choice at 10 o'clock tonight. Take your pick via the red button as usual. On the front screen, it's bad news for Bournemouth, Stoke and their losing streak.
I sensed, as I said, that there was a real focus to our work and intensity to our work, and we went to be tonight today.
The Premier League, that's what it is sometimes. Small margins. We're on a tricky run. We need to really stick together now and fight our way out of this form.
You know, the Premier League is always tough for clubs like West Brom. There's about 12 clubs in the Premiership who will be looking over their shoulders non-stop until they get the 40 points. We're no different to the other 12.
A great win, a great attitude to of the players and another clean sheet. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's disappointing. I think certainly based on how we played in the game, and I think the opportunities we had, I think we should have seen the game out and managed to get 3 points.
The action from Carrow Road coming up. Norwich against West Ham is our game of the day at 8 o'clock tonight. We have extended highlights of the rest of Saturday's 3 o'clock kickoffs available via the red button at 10. Plus, there'll be another chance to see the game from Stamford Bridge. Danny Higginbottom joins us tonight to discuss all the day's stories. So I'll see you then.
Sarah Jane, thank you. It's a real hammer blow today for Norwich. Now, Scott Parker, the former Chelsea and Newcastle midfield player, will give us his thoughts next on what we've seen tonight at Stamford Bridge. A five-star performance. 5 goals from Chelsea, their highest league position for 4 months. Chelsea's biggest win of the season in the league and off to a lightning start as well. Costa, the first to strike. Then Pedro to make it 2-0. And they were 3-0 up when Costa picked out Willian inside 20 minutes. That's how it stood at half-time, and it just got worse for Newcastle. Cesc Fabregas spotting Pedro. And Bertrand Traore off the bench to score his first Premier League goal. A late reply from Newcastle, but far too little, too late. 5-1 it finished. 7 on target for Chelsea, the highest they've recorded this season to Newcastle's 3, one of which resulted in that Andros Townsend goal. Newcastle did see plenty of the ball, 45% possession today and 13 touches in the opposition area, but that's not really where they found problems at Stamford Bridge this afternoon. And by virtue of goal difference, they dropped back into the bottom three. Did that scoreline, Scott, flatter Chelsea today?
No, I don't think it did. And I think we'll speak about Newcastle and how poor they were for the first 20 minutes and practically for the whole game at times, to be fair. But I don't think there's any denying that Chelsea were right at it today. And I thought they were well worthy of the result, to be honest with you. The way they performed and the way they played was very good.
Back to their old selves, then, if you like.
I think so, yeah. I think they had that edge. I thought Fabregas was first class. Pedro come on and started the game and had a real impact. Yeah, and I just thought they had that real edge about them, to be fair. It looked good.
What was good about the first goal, then?
I think it's a couple of things. It's the brilliance of Willian. I watch Willian. He's obviously been brilliant this year. But what I've noticed about him, whenever he faces you up, he just stands you still and jinks and he's gone. And then from then on, he's obviously looking for Costa's run. Costa's run, again, brilliant. We spoke about, obviously, Taylor tripping up a little bit, but the finish is top, top class. It's a striker's instinct on how to get that ball in the net.
A striker who's back on his game, would you say?
Definitely, definitely. I thought Costa led by example today, and I thought he was very good, to be fair.
And it's a really lovely finish. It's actually quite hard to describe how difficult it is because he manages just keep your eye on that foot as he hooks it around. It looks like he's almost hitting it cross back into someone else's path, but he knows exactly what he's doing there. It's almost like a scoop finish. And it was sensational. It really was a fantastic finish. But Scott's right. William, without doubt, has been Chelsea's player of the year. You know, even in the difficult times, when one or two players went missing, he never. Always involved in assists, goals, got stuck in for his team. I think he's had a brilliant season. He really has.
Can we put the second down to good Chelsea play then as well?
Well, I think Scott highlighted it at half-time. Basics in the game. Can you mark people? Eden Hazard. There's TOT, there's Aarons. One of you can push on and mark him. There's no way, as that ball gets cleared, really, Hazard should win this ball. He does. And then after that, I think these are really simple mistakes. Aarons has two things he could do, really. He could maybe play it back to his goalie and go safe because there's no one up the pitch. He decides to play a really poor ball into Daryl Yanmat, but even then, Scott, I'm going to just take that back as almost give it like a 50-50 point of view. You can see that now. There's your two players. There's Yanmat and there's Pedro. Your last man, Scott,
Yeah. You've
got to do something, haven't you?
You have. I'm tempted to just give him the benefit of the doubt, Jeremy. In that position there, I think he's petrified of fouling him and seeing red. At 1-0, I think it's a gamble. In saying that, he turns his back a little bit. Could he do a little bit better? Could he anticipate a bit more? I think the initial problem comes from, obviously, Aarons' pass and puts him on the back foot.
But I will say, again with Chelsea, fantastic finish. Because what I really like that what Pedro does, he doesn't give the keeper time to set himself. You can see the keeper's in probably a poor position. He's too far to his right. But Pedro doesn't give him a chance to get back in the right position. Fantastic finish from his point of view as well.
Quick look at the third goal, then. From Willian, who, as you said, had been a constant threat, Scott.
Real threat. Comes from another bit of sloppy play from Sissoko this time. But, yeah, again, showed a real desire, Willian, to go and get a goal, to be fair. It turns out to be a bit of a foot race against Coloccini. At this point here, if we stop it here, Jay,
yep.
I think the main, if we take it back a little bit, the main thing here as a defender is you really need to be forcing him away.
So you think Coloccini's got to take him down there?
Yeah. You know, you've got to look at the line as being your defender. And
yep.
you can never afford him to come inside. This is where the play is. This is where it's going to happen. He can take him down the line. He's got another one covering him. But he just sits off him and gives him that yard, which in this league and with top-class players like this...
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
It's a great point. But what I will also say is, let's just have a look how many Newcastle players. One, Aarons. There's Coloccini, Taylor, Shelvey, TOT, Yanmat. Six, I would say, against one at the moment. There's the eventual goal scorer. Let's put it in the right colour here. Mm-hmm. Now, I say this a lot to you. Don't talk about tactics, this, that and the other. Football sometimes is about desire. How much do you want to stop the other player scoring a goal? Now, if you look at that position there, Yanmat is ahead of William. If he runs as fast as he can, and I would say probably the same with TOT, there's every chance that he won't even pass that ball, Costa. And William might just even put his handbrake on and stop. But he doesn't, because he probably thinks to myself, I want this more than these two. Gets into a fantastic position, and it's a lovely finish with his left foot. It really is. But I think also Stephen Taylor steps up as well, doesn't he, from the defensive point of view, Scott?
Yeah. I think that goal summed up Chelsea today. A real attacking threat with pace. You know what I mean? They went and attacked the game today, which probably we've not seen in the last few weeks, to be fair.
And that, in essence, was a match 3-0 down after 17 minutes. There was no way back for Newcastle. Let's hear from Gus Hiddink now with Jeff Shreves.
Goose, Newcastle perhaps weren't at their best today, but how ruthless and how good were Chelsea?
Yeah, I think we had a kickstart. We tried to play press from the first minute to surprise them, and I think we did. We had an early goal, we had an early second goal, so that made them very unstable.
The fact that you scored so early, did that give you the momentum?
Yeah, I think so, because everyone is talking about the Tuesday game, and then normally you start a little bit slow. But if you can take the advantage in the early stage of the game, then you have some rest in your team, and you don't have to press in the later period of the game.
The game went so well, but what pleased you the most?
Well, they enjoyed playing, but what for me is the importance of a good organization defensively and not dropping back, but try to defend as soon as possible forward, and that's what we have to do even more. But that's what I like. Everyone was disciplined in his defensive work, and then the quality automatically comes up.
Unfortunately, another injury to John Terry this time. How bad is it?
Tomorrow we'll know, but he has hopefully a small muscular problem. But tomorrow we know how serious it is.
Do you know at this stage how much of a doubt he is for midweek, or is he out?
Well, midweek is already Tuesday, and we have just 2 days to recover. I think teams need at least 3 days, but we don't have. So we'll see what will be the outcome tomorrow.
Also for you, the icing on the cake, first win at home.
Is that true? Yeah, that's true. That's true. No, that's... We said, and everyone said, we were unbeaten, but we were not satisfied to be unbeaten in a way with a lot of draws. And that's why we said, now we got more confidence, and we play as we did today. We practice a lot on that, and then it's good to have this win in and be unbeaten in victories.
Thank you much. Well done.
Thank you.
Interesting, you talked about winning the ball back early and then letting the Chelsea players show their quality. Did we see evidence of that in the second half?
Yeah, we did, certainly. And the quality, and Scott mentioned it earlier on, and he's spot on, is from Cesc Fabregas. And so I said I wasn't going to talk about Newcastle anymore, but Jonjo Shelvey loses the ball, seems to happen time after time. And then Cesc Fabregas has all the time in the world then to pick out a pass. But I'm going to highlight him here. There he is there. There's the eventual goal scorer. The pass is just beautiful, Scott, isn't it? Yeah. And you can sometimes look at a defender, and I'm going to highlight Stephen Taylor there, because maybe he could do more. Maybe he could get back quicker, but the pass sometimes is just so good. He's going to deliver a ball that's pinpoint, Scott, isn't he?
What do you think of this, Scott, as a midfield player yourself?
It's everything what Fabregas is about, really, isn't it? You give this quality to someone of Fabregas' ilk, and that's what happens, to be fair. And like you said, Stephen Taylor there, we're talking millimetres. That's how perfect that ball is, really. It was a fantastic pass.
We talk a lot, certainly this year, about what Cesc can't do. Oh, he doesn't close well enough. He doesn't get around the pitch. But that's fantastic. That's worth the entrance fee, that sort of pass. And that's what I want to go and see when I watch football. That was a beautiful pass. And there was two or three, four others as well from Cesc Fabregas.
5-0, wrapping things up. And a nice goal for Traore, who could be playing a little bit of more football than perhaps he expected, Scott.
Yeah, no, definitely. Obviously, comes into the game and does really well. At this point, Newcastle have gone three at the back, five at the back. So whenever you're playing against a three, the options are out wide, really. That's going to be your out ball, because the full-backs are the one most normally get on. So they get it out wide.
These areas here, Scott.
And obviously, it's a lovely little bit of play out wide. And he's run, again, his desire to go and get in the box and score a goal. 1-2 with your full-back and a great cross coming in. And
really good.
Yeah. Very, very good goal. Very, very good goal.
Great for him as well, to score your first goal. It's a beautiful moment. As any football happened to you, Scott, and to me, you know, you can see his face, his celebration. Loftus-Cheek got on the pitch as well. And this is something that I feel Goose Hiddink has the luxury of doing now, almost at the end of the season, introduce these players. I think it's what Chelsea fans want. I think it's what Roman Abramovich wants as well.
A nice moment for him, but did Diego Costa, the senior figure of the attack, did he really carry the attack to Newcastle today? 10-8 now for him.
Well, he looked like he'd had about 16 fillet steaks before the game. He was hungry. He was chasing everything, Scott, wasn't he?
Despite the broken nose.
Oh.
And I mean, we spoke about Newcastle and how sloppy they were at times, and they were sloppy. But every single time that ball was given away, this man was there. He set the tempo, really. And in this day and age, your centre forward setting a tempo just drives everyone on. He's the first man up the pitch for you in terms of leading it, and he'd done that and led by example, really. You just watch all the clips. He's always around it. He's always there.
So why wasn't he doing this under Jose Mourinho? In effect, this change has come since Mourinho left.
I'd love to give you a good answer. The truth is, I don't know. I wasn't in that dressing room. I'm not sure, but there was Cesc Fabregas, people like Diego Costa. It didn't look to me that the marriage was working under Mourinho, and then hence that's why he was end up getting sacked. Because I look at his work rate, his effort, the positions he's getting himself into. That's what Diego Costa was doing last year. You know, they're talking maybe he might go back to Spain. I still feel he's such an important part for this team and the way they play. He was brilliant today, but he's got to keep it going to the end of the season.
Chelsea rediscovering their mojo, which might be bad news for PSG, of course, who visit Stamford Bridge on Tuesday night. They've got a game on their hands in the Champions League. When we come back, we hope to hear from Steve McClaren, who's not been in a rush to face the cameras after this today. Newcastle in focus when we return. Difficult day at the office for Steve McClaren as Newcastle manager. Their 10th away defeat of the season. They've lost all of the last five on the road. Jamie, you were telling us at half-time that 20 minutes that you saw today was the worst you've seen from a team in the Premier League.
Might have been a bit over the top there. No, it's not far off.
It was your emotional reaction. No, can you back that up?
No, I was angry because I'd seen last week some really positive signs. And I looked at him and I thought, yeah, you know, going forward, Wijnaldum, Sissoko, Shelvey. But the first 20 minutes was just so disappointing, so abject. And, like, little things like that, just take it back. Aaron's there, who's got the ball, just put it up the pitch, put it in the space. You've got Mitrovic up there. No, why not kick it back?
He's not a left-back.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. He's still playing left-back, so do the right thing. Kick it up the pitch. Again, this is Jonjo Shelvey, passes it back to his centre-back. It's really sloppy, you're asking for trouble. And like Scott said a minute ago, these are good players you're playing against. This is... when you've got this man sniffing around, don't mess around. Don't give him a chance to get the ball back. Do things quickly, but it's just so sloppy. They lose the ball. There goes Costa again. It's a short back pass. Straight away, you're under pressure. This is another example. If you didn't know better, you'd be thinking, sometimes in football, you do reserves against the first team, and the reserves have got the ump, and they're not happy that they're playing. That was Jonjo Shelvey. And this is another chance. And this is all in 20 minutes, Scott, isn't it?
And these are all lifts for Chelsea. This is going to drive Chelsea on doing the same. You've got to give yourself a platform, and Newcastle never give themselves a platform today in terms of, you know, so you're going to have to spin them around. You're going to have to turn them around a bit and get up the pitch. Because for every time you're giving it away, he's making them more confident, and they're coming on to you much more. So I just felt at times they were very naive, Newcastle, in terms of the way they played. They wanted to keep playing. And, you know, there comes a time in a game when you've got to realise it's maybe not working.
Certainly, you're away from home, Scott, I think sometimes we get caught between two stools. Everyone wants to play. When things are going, well, yes, you can play it into midfield.
Which is what we talked about before the game today, getting that balance right between defence and attack.
You know, that one there with Aaron, straight away, you get a sniff. You think, great, they're going to keep playing the ball in own half. Because every mistake that we highlighted there, I think apart from the last one with Colin Sheehan, we're all mistakes in Newcastle's own half. But if you all of a sudden you start turning around, then you earn the right to play. But that's what Newcastle didn't do today. And that's why I was so disappointed. And it was a horror 20 minutes from his team, Steve McClaren.
And it cost Newcastle. Here is Steve McClaren with Jeff Shreves.
Steve, you flagged it up before the game. First 20 minutes, vital. What you got, was that just totally rank bad and unacceptable?
Whereas last week we won the game in the first 10 minutes, 15 minutes, the way we set off. Today we lost it. I think quite a few things in terms of, you know, being exposed, our defensive frailties. And like we said before, we're playing Rolando at left back and Stevie Taylor, that's his second game in 6 months. And we got a little bit exposed by quality players. As soon as I saw the team sheet, I thought we have to defend very well. We didn't do that. But I think the majority of the goals and problems were caused by ourselves in giving away possession cheaply when normally we have players who can play football and deal with the ball. You know, the goals were our own fault, where we lost the ball, couldn't handle the press, couldn't play through it, and we got punished severely.
Was it a lack of focus?
No, I don't think so. No, certainly focused and certainly the way they were. But, you know, we knew that they would, with their front five, we knew that they would press. We knew that we'd have to play forward and play good tempo and play, as I said before the game, how well we get on today will be how well we pass the ball and deal with the ball. And the first 15 minutes, we didn't deal with it very well.
Even allowing for how good Chelsea were, should you expect more as Newcastle manager and certainly the fans?
You always demand more and you always want more. And unfortunately, we've just been exposed tonight by a very, very good team, and that can happen. But we've just got to dust ourselves down. We've just said, I said before the game, 18 days before the next one, I think it's a good period for us. We've got lots of injuries. We need to get them back. So we've got a possibility of four or five coming back. We need to work on some who have just joined us and in terms of fitness. So we'll be in better shape by the time we come back, 12 games to go. We have to dust ourselves down and make sure the next 12 are good ones.
What damage has been done today, confidence-wise, do you think?
No, we just said in there that we've talked about a lot before about our away form, and that just epitomised what we've been like away from home, and we need to get better. So we need to look at that. But I've just said, don't let that derail us, what we are on our day. We can be a good team. We've proved that. Today was an off day, caused our own problems, lost the game in the first 15 minutes. Very difficult after that.
Back in the bottom three, yeah, you look remarkably upbeat and not confident, but you look as though, OK, it's just happened, it's gone. We're still good enough to get out of this.
Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt. You know, they've proved that before in their performances, and we'll do it again. As I said, I think the period 18 days has come at a good time for us, and just to get some injured players back, get the people together, and refocus for the 12 games. Not let this derail us. This can happen any time, but we've got to stay calm, stable, and carry on. And like we did after the Everton away from home, a reaction. 18 days, we need a reaction. And that reaction has to last for 12 games.
Steve, appreciate your time.
Cheers, thanks.
Yes, a very positive Steve McLaren. Scott Finder's a positive amongst that Newcastle performance.
And I thought Andros Townsend's goal really was a very good goal in terms of he's coming off the right, which I think definitely is his best position. You know, I think we've seen it many a time in his career so far, playing out wide on the right, and he cuts in. And I do think now that's a bit of a problem for Steve McLaren with Sissoko playing out on the right, and he's moving Andros to the left. But certainly, he obviously drives here, cuts in, and it's a great finish, to be fair. I personally think you probably need to be getting him out on the right, Jamie. I don't know about you. I just think he's more of a
threat. It does give
you
a bit of a problem with the balance of the team, Scott, doesn't it? Yeah. But then what do you do with Sissoko? Wijnaldum seems to have gone into the number 10 role. But the bigger problem than that is their away form. You know, I think they've lost 10 out of the 13 away games. They've only won two of those. Their home form is going to be key. Yeah, but that puts an extreme amount of pressure on you. You know, they have got good players, and I think they've got enough, because I said before the game, you know, I was expecting better from today, obviously a lot better. You know, people like Townsend, I think Wijnaldum at home is the sort of player that can get you goals, Mitrovic, but they've got to find a left-back as well. I think Dummett needs to get back as soon as possible, because Aaron's didn't work at left-back.
As you heard there, 18 days until Newcastle play again, and then some really interesting fixtures as we go through March. They face Bournemouth, Sunderland and Norwich, through those teams around them in the next five games. Are those the games, Scott, that will shape Newcastle's destiny?
Yeah, I think it will. I think it will. And I think getting back to the away side of it, I just think they need to give themselves a platform. I think there's no doubting that they've got technically very good football players. But when you're down in the bottom three or you're around it, you need to give yourself a chance. And I just felt today, at never a point did Newcastle give themselves a chance, to be honest with you. And yeah, that was key for me.
But you played in that part of the world for obviously a few years, Scott. Mm. Do you think the fans, when things are going to get edgy, are going to be a help or a hindrance to those players as well?
Listen, they're the most passionate fans I've played under, to be fair. And as good as they can be, they can also be a hindrance. Do you know what I mean? When I've been on the other side of it, when you're going there as an away team, and the first thing you're saying is, look, let's keep these quiet. Keep them quiet, because the crowd will get on their case. And on the other end, in the Newcastle change room, that's the message you're giving across to your own players. You know, we need to get our fans behind us. So they're going to be a massive help, because when they are behind you, they're massive up there, to be fair.
Scott, great to see you today. Thanks for coming in. Get yourself home and get in that ice bath. It's needed after today's victory.
Let's have a rub.